Discussing the Shlach HaTayim, I want to discuss today, we discuss Noda Min HaKochavim. Can everybody hear or not? Where audio is okay for now? Okay, for some reason I'm a little disconnected from my usual wires. Okay, we discussed a little bit about Noda Min HaKochavim. I think that's an interesting issue, but we're going to move on from there. And I want to discuss today the question of a little bit, just to touch on Potem Lo Klum Yefshar, the question of Yom Valayla a little bit. And maybe we'll just speak a little bit more about it if we don't finish today. We'll speak a little bit more about it tomorrow. But mostly tomorrow, I would like to talk about the question of Isur Malacha on Erev Pesach, or sorry, Erev Chagamatzos, as I call it. And, you know, before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Again, not the whole topic, but as I said, look at the Rashash here. I told you to look at some of the Rishonim here. Rashi Tosos, Gemara Rashi Tosos, Rambam, Yerushalmi, Andaf Nun and Nun Hey. And the Rashash here, Rabbeinu David here, from Rabbeinu David there. I hope we can come just do a very, very quick, you know, in and out, and get quickly to Dalet Amud Aleph. But for today, okay, let's just, you know, pick off, you know, where we left off. So I think we were reading the Gemara. Let's have somebody, Ezra, you want to read it, Wilds? You want to read it for us again? Just the, I think we read the Noda Min HaKochavim part. And now we want to discuss a little more the question of Yom Valayla. Ezra, you got it?
Yeah. From the beginning?
No. Just the part. Yeah, just the part, Meisve. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom.
Yeah. So Meisve Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Alma or Yamamahu. So Aki Kamar, the Meir Uva Kara Yom. Al Meata L'chosha Kara Vayla.
Yeah. Okay. So it's an interesting little Gemara. This Gemara is quoted in the Rishonim. We'll see in a moment. Some of the Balei Tosfos quote this Gemara, you know, as one of the prominent sources for the question of how you figure, how you calculate, how you assess, right, the different milestones, you know, in the day in terms of Yom and Laila. So, again, even the Shach Levitari itself, Ezra, is a little bit suggestive. We're just going to read a couple parallel gemaras in a minute. But Yikra Elokim La'or Yom, Alma Or Yamama, right? So the question is, in general, if you look at the psukim in Bereishis, you get two different impressions from the Bereishis creation story. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about it more tomorrow if we have a chance. Malbim has a fascinating read, so do some of the other Mepharshim. I don't want to spend too much time, but, you know, what are the two perspectives that you get from reading Bereishis, Ezra? About day and night, about the day and the night.
I'm not sure, but maybe which one comes first?
Well, number one, which one comes first? That's very important for sure. But also in terms of what determines day and night. Meaning, what are the two possibilities offhand?
Well, I mean, our Gemara is implying that up until Tzis, right? That's how it's...
Yeah, no, for sure. That's why it's important. But before, so I'm saying, even if you read the Psukim in Bereishis, this is kind of the problem goes all the way back to that. The Torah itself, right, provides two related, but also different, like signposts or milestones. One of which is Or Nechoshech, light and darkness. And the other which is, right, the sun, the presence of the sun or the absence of the sun. Right? the sun, which is Memshelas Bayom, and the Levana, you know, which is Memshelas Balayla. Correct? Now, again, they're not exactly identical. Right? If you focus on the sun, let's assume it isn't the Areach, you know, it's the sun or the absence of the sun. So then it's everything would seem to depend on Netzachama and Shkia Sachama. Right? Ezra, you agree? Right? The rising and the setting of the sun. Because that's Memshelas Bayom, etc. So Yom depends on Shemesh. On the other hand, you know, when the Rabbanu Shalom called Or Yom, so he didn't, you know, that's a little bit different. Right? There is Or already before sunrise, right? And there's probably still, as we know, there's still some Or, you know, even after sunset. So which is it? The presence of the sun, or at least the astronomically significant milestones that the sun sets? Or is it, you know, darkness and light?
Well, even if it's about light, it still is related to the sun, meaning clearly the light of stars and the moon is irrelevant. So it's never detached from the sun.
Right, but the question is does it depend on the astronomical milestones of the sun?
Right, but it never can, it's completely detached from the sun.
Okay, that's true. Again, and in terms of Seitz Kochavim, I guess, you know, part of the things, it's clear that Seitz Kochavim have to do with the presence of Kochavim. Right, and the question is whether that is merely, you know, just a sign, a simon, you know, of a certain, you know, late stage, you know, in the absence of the sun or the absence of light, right? It's not the presence of stars per se. So this is an interesting question. When the Gemara says here, Ezra, which line? Originally the Gemara said, Vayikra l'kim li'or li'om, or yamama. And then the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar, lameiruba kara o yom." So, what is lameiruba? Ezra, where do we lose you?
Yeah, no. As it becomes lighter, as it's lightening,
as it's not the presence of light, but the beginning of it lightening. Hi or lav shem davaru. We'll see in a moment in other contexts. So. It's fascinating also that the Gemara says, again, this is a massive topic. We should do it one time, but we're not going to be able to do it today, but we're going to touch on some things at least. What would that be?
Presumably Shkia.
What?
Presumably Shkia, when it starts getting darker.
When it starts getting darker. But then the Gemara says, that until you reach Tzeis, it's Yom. Yeah. And then Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Ezra, Hidichsev.
Yeah, Melosa Shaka by Tzeis Kochavim, Ezra. Yeah.
Okay. So, what's also curious, we'll see the other Gemaras in just a minute, but our Gemara here actually goes a little further than the parallel Gemaras. Ezra, in what way?
Not sure.
The Gemara here says that Tzeis Kochavim is Yamama. Tzeis Kochavim is Yamama. We'll see in a moment. That the other Gemaras say that Seis HaKochavim is Laila. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Ad Seis HaKochavim is Yamama. Right? Yeah, I'm not trying to be a Telzer here, but they're obviously could be a difference. We're trying to figure out, you know, conflicting evidence. And it's just, even if you step back objectively and you're trying to figure out, like, you know, what's day, what's night? Right? Are these mutually exclusive? You know, is there a twilight zone? Right? Which, what we call Banash Mashos. So here the Gemara says that Ad Seis Kochavim is Yamamahu. Just to look for a second, just to look at the Gemara, two other Gemaras, just very quickly. What does the Gemara say in Brachos? Ezra? Yeah, they're quoting from Brachos here, right?
I don't know if I don't think I saw the Gemara in Brachos.
But... okay. Okay, Tosas here quotes the Gemara in Megillah. But just very quickly. So the Gemara in Brachos, I guess the other Rishon, Balik Tosas always quote this Gemara. This quotation of Ezra that Rashi is referring to comes from the Gemara in Brachos and in Megillah. Right, what's the Gemara with Natan? What's the Gemara in Brachos about?
Zman Krishma.
Yeah, exactly. Mishnah says, Meimasai Korin is Shema Ba'arvin. Mishah Shakonim Nichnasim Lecho B'Trumasan. So that's a strange shear, as the Gemara immediately notes. Right, now, why not just say some astronomical or other discernible? Right, why tie it to a halacha? You know, when the Kohanim, what does it mean, Mishal Shakonim, Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasan? I mean, Kohanim who were Tmeim, and they had to wait for Harif Shemesh. They were Tovel. They had to wait for Harif Shemesh, right, in order that they could eat Truma. Once they can eat Truma, that's the Zman of Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, Mechti. Right, the Gemara says, what is that? So listening, Mishas says a kochavim. Gemara says, just, you know, why not be straight about it? Gemara says, Milsag avorcha kamashmalon, konim emasai ka'achli betruma, Mishas says a kochavim. Okay. Says Gemara, ha'kamashmalon de kapara lama akva. You might need mechusrei kapara, that's the korban of the next morning. So the Gemara says, "Kidatanyo ba shemish v'taher, bias shimsho makvaso, milecho b'truma v'en kaparaso makvaso milecho b'truma." Here in this Gemara, the Gemara is equating harif shemesh, bias shemesh, with tzeis. Right? We ma'idayu ba shemish bias shemesh, by v'tar tahar yoma, duma bias orohu, by v'tar tahar gavra, amar shila imke lema krava yitar, ma'i v'tahar, Tar Yoma. Kida Amri Yinshi, I Arev Shimsha, right? The Ad Ki Yoma. So then the Gemara reports, Bimarava, Hodiraba Barav Shila Lo Shmielahu, right? Ubolahu, Miboi, Hayuba Shamish Bia Shimsho, Maivitar Tar Yoma, Dun Bia Sora, Maivitar Tar Gavra, Hodar Pashtu Mibraisa, Mitani Mibraisa. Here's where, that is what Rashi's quoting. Simin ladavar, tesa kochavim, shmamina, bias shimshohu, my vitar, tahar, yoma. Okay, so then the Gemara says, skipping a little bit, the Gemara says, mishah shakonim zakonim lechavitrumas, and simin ladavar, tesa kochavim, afa bishain raya ladavar, zecha ladavar. And then they quote this pasuk in Nehemiah. Shenemar, v'anachnu osim b'malacha, right? Bitzim machzikim b'rimchayim me'alos ha'shachar ad seis ha'kochavim. The omer, v'hayo lanu ha'layla, mishmar, v'hayom, malacha. So it sounds like from the pasuk in Nehemiah, that from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochav is Laila, and Alos HaShachar is Yom. So the Gemara says, Mai v'omer, v'chi teme michi arva shimsha Lailiyahu. Maybe Shkia Sachama is Laila. V'idu de mechashvi, u'mekadmi. As for the Alos and the Tzeis, that's because they were Zrizim, so they started early and they ended late. They started earlier and they ended later. They worked all day, and they put in a little time before and a little time after. Tashma b'hayilanu halayla mishmar vayom malacha. No, that's the Hagdara of Laila and Yom. But what's fascinating is, here it's even more explicit, that the Gemara had Hava, meaning that Yom v'Laila was... Sorry. But Yom v'Laila was, had a little of an avalanche here. But Yom v'Laila is that Yom v'Laila is defined by the Shemesh. And the Gemara says, Kamash Mula, and that's not true. In the Sugya, in Megillah, did you see that, Ezra? Megillah?
So I didn't Tosos quotes that are saying that.
The Bali Tosos are basically quoting it.
Yeah.
So what's in the two things in Megillah? Number one, Chaf Amud Aleph, you have the Mishnah. Ezra, Ein Kornis HaMegillah V'lo Malin V'lo Tovlin V'lo Mazin V'chein Shemer Siyom Keneged Yom V'lo Titbalat Shetane Tzachama V'kulan Shosem Yishalo Amud HaShachar Kasher. Very critical. Very critical Mishnah. Right, Ezra? What's the story?
I didn't see Megillah inside yet.
Okay. So let me help you out. So the Mishnah in Megillah basically says that dinim that are bayom lechatchila should only be done from nates. But the bedieved can be done in alos. So that's a fascinating question. Right? You can understand. Well, I mean, what am I interested in here? It's not so relevant for Psachim, but this is one of the main Gemaras. It happens to be these few lines. I mean, what is the halachic day? So, is the halachic day straightforward or complex? And either way, what is the role of the Shemesh and the Kochavim, I guess, if you want to talk by extension? Well, probably isn't the main point. And what is the role of Or and Choshech? Right? So I already saw in the Gemara Brachos that the Gemara had a Havamina, that day should, with regard to Priyashma maybe, does it depend on Shkia or on Tzeis? The Gemara proves from Nechemia that it, Zecha L'davar, that it depends on Tzeis. Then you have this Mishnah Megillah that says everything should begin at Nates, not at Amra Shachar, but B'diavad Amra Shachar. So Rashi explains here, D'me'alos HaShachar Yemamahu, Avalafi Sh'ena Kol B'kiyim Bo Tzrichin Lahamtin Ad HaNitzacham. Rashi takes a simple pshat. The real Zman is Alos, and the Nates is a protection. People won't make a mistake. Right? We could have learned the Mishnah. You might have thought that the Mishnah is saying something different. And that is that B'dieved Yom begins at Alos, but L'chatchila, it begins at Nates. Right? Either way, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, did anybody see the Gemara Megillah? Again, I didn't assign it, but I'm just assuming if you read the Tosas, you had to kind of come across it. Avi, you see it?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Again, I don't, maybe I should have. Matan? Hey, Matan. Good to have him back.
I saw it.
Okay, great. So what does the Gemara say on Chaf Amud Beis?
So the Gemara tries to
we're not the source. Why is it that when you do it from Alosa Shachar, it's kosher? And the Gemara says because of the pasuk Vayikra Elokim L'or Yom.
Yeah. So what's also significant there is the language, which is a little different than the Gemara here. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
I'm not a mili. I'm a Rav. I'm a Krav. Vayikra Elokim L'or Yom. L'meirva
K'or Yom. That's like our Gemara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two things. Number one, here the language of the Gemara is a little different than our Gemara. That's one of the things I wanted to bring out. Right, Matan, in what way? Our Gemara says that Ad Seisa Kochavim
is Yom.
Is Yom.
The Gemara here says Lav Laila. That's not nighttime.
Right. So I'm again, you could say, why are you nitpicking? But we cannot conceive, especially if it's complicated, if the sun is a factor and if light and darkness is a factor. So we can conceive, you know, that it might be a little complicated. There might be a time when something is not Lila and it's also still not Yom. We can understand that because of these two factors. Both of which in Bereshis seem to be in a contested way, you know, given the same task. And also because we know something, and that is, we'll get to this in a second, we know there's something called Bein HaShemashos, right? And we have to figure out what that really is, right? Is Bein HaShemashos a Safek, right? Or is Bein HaShemashos something more, really like a twilight? Twilight is a way just of describing the physical attributes of Bein HaShemashos, or also the halachic status of Bein HaShemashos. So the idea that something, you know, could be Lav Laila, but still also not completely Yom, significant. So our Gemara in Pesachim, as opposed to the Gemara in Megillah, is interesting. And once again, I'll say something else interesting in both this Gemara and the Gemara in Brachos, and our Gemara. So the Gemara says, maybe, what's Laila? Maybe Laila, I'm sorry, what's Yom, Matan? Lamei Rabba Karo Yom.
The thing that causes the light.
Right, the beginning of the first vestiges of light, right, is Yom. So then the Gemara says, Alamiyata, right? That would be, I guess, what?
That would be the darkness.
When it starts getting dark, but it isn't dark yet.
Yeah.
The point is, Lamach Shekuba. Lameiruba is what?
Is when it starts getting light.
That's a los.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lamach Shekuba, what is that? Probably Shkia.
Shkia, but it depends. So but yeah.
It sounds like the Gemara is saying it. You can't have, or why is the Gemara saying it? Hakaimalon, da'atas ha'kochavim lav lailahu. But why did the Gemara assume, right? Is it only because of the drasha? Meaning if Yom means la meiruba, you know, then Laila also, I'm sorry, if Or means L'mei Ruba, then Choshech means L'mach Shechuba. That's a good drasha.
Yeah.
So they don't mean, you know, absolute light or absolute darkness. They mean, the beginning of the change, the transition. And the Gemara says that can't be. Because Elam Arab Zera, you know, I'm sorry, because a Kaimel not says Gachavim is Lav Laila. But if not for the Drosha, would it have been conceivable to say that Yom and Laila have different definitions?
Why not?
It sounds like it would have. That's fascinating. Yep. Meaning it, the problem is, that's when you think about it, what the Gemara wants to say kind of is that maybe day is defined by Elos, right?
Yeah.
And Laila is defined by Matan? Shkia.
It's Shkia, not Seis.
We'll assume that that's what they're referring to.
Yeah.
So on the surface, that's strange because Mimonavshach, does it all depend on the Shemesh? Or does it depend on transitions in terms of light and darkness? And certainly when it's turning dark, there's still light.
Yeah.
So what I think is fascinating here is that the Gemara, because of the drasha, in other words, korolayla korayom, so they think that there needs to be consistency. Do we mean, you know, the anticipation, the upcoming, the beginning of the process, right, or not? It's got to be one, then it's got to be the other. If it's not one, if it's not the choshech part is wrong, then the or part is wrong. But they weren't saying that, you know, you couldn't conceivably say that we have different criteria per se for Yom and Laila. Because maybe Yom would be more expansive. Even the beginning of light is day. Right? But, you know, when it comes to, but when it comes to Laila, it depends on the Shkia, because it isn't the banishing of light, not the absence of light, right? Or darkness. It's the, you know, the ending of light. So it's the beginning of light and the ending of light. So the Yom would have like a more expansive or a different kind of Hagdara than Laila. Okay. Either way, the Gemara says that it's not true. And then the Gemara says, Akai Melandad says, Gacham Lav Laila. And what's the Zecher Ledavar?
It's the Pasuk.
The Pasuk in
Nechemya.
Nechemya. Then the Gemara says, Maive Omer. Go ahead.
Right.
Same idea. So the Gemara, so just the takeaway so far is that the, again, A, we have two psukim in Bereishis. Again, some of the Mefarshim, including the Malbim, say that that was a change. Okay, we'll get to it. But you wonder whether or not the two psukim and Bereishis, you know, are maybe chai v'kayim still for some things. Then you have a very interesting possibility that the Gemara considers but rejects, but for drasha reasons, and that is that Yom would be at Alos, but that Laila would be at Shkia. Okay, the Gemara only rejects it because doesn't fit as a drasha. You wonder whether echoes of that, maybe Yom and Laila, don't have to be exactly the same. And then you have the formulation in Megillah that Seis defines Laila. And you have the formulation in Psachim that Seis, that until Seis is completely Yom. All right, then you also have this interesting question: why is it Zecher Ledavar? So Tosas in Megillah and Tosas in Brachos. Matan, did you get to see it? Again, I didn't assign it.
I saw it years ago. I saw it, but I think if I recall correctly, it's some. I think some say because it's a pasuk in Ksuvim, so you can't bring a raya necessarily from a pasuk in.
No. It's not what they.
Not Tosas, but I'm saying I think other Mefarshim want to explain like that.
Yeah.
That's why it's a Zecher Ledavar.
Well, first of all, Rashi just says it's interesting. Rashi in Brachos makes it just seem like maybe that's what Rashi has in mind, that it's not necessarily a reliable pasuk.
Yeah, no, Tosas here wants to say it's because
correct.
It's not for everyone.
What do you mean not for everyone?
Well, it's not the Zman Shechiva for everyone.
Oh.
But even though it's the Zman Laila, but it's not necessarily the time that everyone goes to bed.
Yeah. So again, Rashi in Brachos says, let's see if I can find it. Shein ra'ay ledavar, shehayom kola b'tzeis ha'kochavim. But zeich ledavar ika. Rashi thinks per se. Maybe what he's trying to say is that all, you can read the pasuk like the Gemara in Megillah. Maybe only Laila begins. That doesn't mean that it's not, that doesn't mean that Yomo goes all the way to Tzeis HaKochavim. Right?
Yeah.
That discrepancy. Or, as you say, it's, you know, it's a rough, it's a pasuk in, you know, it's not a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Nach. That's how some people say it. But the Baalei Tosfos say in both places, Av Bishein Raya Ledavar, Raya Gemura Eina, Dehalamayri Hasam Linyan Kriyashma. That's what Tosfos says also in Megillah. Tosfos says,
it's the last. The Nehida Avi Laila Sashar.
So
Tosa's answer is Vishlomar, the Hassan Baila Suki is much Shiva Gai Krishma, Vitisikokavim. Mishamachi Kamin, Hassan Dinzi Ragmur. The Nehida Avi Laila was a Shami Komakum Havi is much Shiva Khoadam. It's again, Tosa is being machalic from the fact that it's not the Zman Shkiva for everyone, so therefore it's not going to necessarily be a full, it's not going to be a complete proof.
Correct. So again, this is an interesting question, whether B'shach B'cha of Kumecha, you know, depends on Laila or not.
Yeah, which is a separate machlokas.
It's a separate machlokas, and that's a big issue about Kriya Shema in general. In the beginning there, you know, is B'shashid Anashim Holchim, right? You know, Lishko V'lakum, or when they're sleeping, and in general, does that have to do, is that identical or not? So that's a big, big issue. But according to Rashi, it sounds like it's something more fundamental that is problematic. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we have the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Brachos, Rashi and Tosfos there. In both places and in our Sugya, we have right, the possibility, you know, that Shemesh is Koveya. And it sounds like we have a conclusion, right, that Alos HaShachar and Tzeis HaKochavim are Koveya. Right? So far, so good. Then you have Tosfos in Megillah, and most important, Tosfos in Psachim, Tosfos in a bunch of places. I want to talk about this for a few minutes. That raise the important question, what do you mean that Tzeis HaKochavim, right, is, until Tzeis HaKochavim is Yom? Ezra, go ahead. You can start with our Tosfos.
Yes, yeah, so Tosfos asks from the Gemara in Shabbos, Lo kasha me'ukra, but tonight the parakam madlikin, the kamar of Yehudam, mishetishka achama, kol zman shepnei mizrach, ma'adimim. Vika manda amar hasam shnei cholke mil, shulafianura, shagadola lefnei tzeis kochavim.
So what's going on? What's the question?
Yeah. So they know Nubikian would say Skolchavim, Gida Amar Hasam, Local Chavim Gedolim, Hanirim Beyom, Lokchavim Kitanim, Hanirim Belaila, El Benonim.
Okay, so what is this?
So he's quoting the Gemara, he's asking for the Gemara in Shabbos. It seems to imply that there's this Bein Hashmashos that even before Tzeis, there's already that before Tzeis, we don't necessarily consider it Yom. There's a time before Tzeis where we don't consider it
Yom. Our Gemara, you know, both Gemaras say that, say, both Megillah and Psachim, at minimum, seem to say that Tzeis is required, is Laila. Our Gemara goes further and says, Ad Tzeis Kochavim is Yamama. Right? So the question is, how does all this fit in with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that what? That it sounds like what he says is that 3/4 of a meal, Ezra, after Shkia, right, is Laila. Misha Tisha Chama calls Mashiach Pnei Mizrach Madimim. He says Shnei Chelkemil, two-thirds, whatever it is. The Gemara there seems to say three-quarters, whatever. But the point is, Fiyandir Shah Gdola Lifnei Tzeisa Kochavim. Right? That's a good question. So what's the answer?
The answer is that we're not Bekiyan Lila, so we just have to wait for the Benonim.
Okay, so it's not Kedolim, it's not Ketanim, it's Benonim. And really, so do you have to wait an hour or not? You have to wait till an hour to figure out when the Kochavim came out. So what happens to the three quarters of a meal? It's from then. Ezra?
Can I repeat the question?
Yeah, so how do you understand Tosas? What Tosas is basically saying that everything depends on, you know, in Achanami, everything depends on Tseis. There's just a big range when Tseis is. So really Tseis is when? According to this Tosas. When is Tseis?
At the three quarters of a mil before.
Three quarters of a mil after. Even though it seems like until it actually gets dark, you know, it could be practically another hour. How much is three quarters of a mil or two thirds of a mil, whatever it is, approximately? Yeah, there's just a debate what a mil is, but we're not going to nitpick on that for the moment. It's an interesting issue. Let's assume 18 minutes or something like that. So this is like 15 minutes. Right? So that's practically an hour. So the Marshal already points out, because I didn't tell you to look at, but even if you don't know the Marshal. By the way, same Tosa appears in Megillah, and of course in other places. But if you look at Tosa Megillah, Tosa says, Vim Tomar Kivin to Kamat says, Gachav Mav Lailim, Kenamai Polygrab Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Benashmashos Lemru Betsa Kochavim. They show me that the Shir says Kochavim Yesh Chiluk Sheish Kochavim Nirim Bayom, which is Tosa's way of saying there's no Stira. Tzeis Kochavim just depends which Kochavim you're talking about. That's the debate between the constitute Tzeisa Kochavim. Correct? So from Shkia, the next, whatever it is, 15 or so minutes, right? 14, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Between then and there, we're not sure which are the Kochavim, which are Tzeisa Kochavim. That's a Safek. So the Marshal already points out, but it's obvious, I think it's a Marshal, that this Tosis is not consistent with Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, 1 second. Anybody have the Marshal? I think it's a Marshal. Maybe it's not a printed one here. Here. The Marshal says, near Bene Pierce of Kalapachos, the Koshke Namandomer Tlasa Chelke Mil, Shu Gimel Revios a Mil, Vum Halech Elephit Tuf Kuf Ama, the Kashale Mashamar Shagadola, Ainza Shah Shal Echad Michavdal and Miom, the Mil Gufa Mahalech Shlish Shah Pachos Skelek Lamed, Ela Shagadola Klomar Ace Godol. Okay. And then it tells you to look at the Marsha. What am I talking about? What is Rabbeinu Tam? Anybody?
Rabbeinu Tam puts the time before. He puts the time at the end, the three quarters of the meal at the end.
Correct. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, this doesn't work, actually. This line. How long is it till real taste of Kochavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam?
It's going to be four meal, but you have the three in the first one quarter meal is still daytime. So the last three quarters of the meal are going to be.
This was discussed for a couple of minutes, so just so you know what we're talking about, some of the basic shitos. Matan, sounds like you're on top of it.
So there's five different shitas in the Rishonim, as far as I'm aware. There's five different shitas.
How many?
Five.
Whoa. Okay, yeah, I guess it could be five.
And, well, it depends if you're sort of counting even as a shita or a Torah in the Ravon.
Well, there's a debate what the Ravon holds, but yeah.
Yeah, well, depends if you count as a different shita or not.
Let's go alachat achat, you could tell. Because again, this is just a part of the bigger point we want to make, even though we're driving by, with all this. This is a massive topic. This is the topic about Zmanim, right?
Yeah.
For everything. So we just want to do a drive-by. But the Mefarshim here just discussed, does this Tosis doesn't sound like Rabbeinu Tam? So again, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Most of Rishonim are the opinion that you have, this is what they call the Shita Sagaonim. What's that, Matan?
That you put the first three quarters, you have Shkia, then you have three quarters of a meal, which is Benish Mashos, then the three quarters of the meal, you have Tzeis HaKochavim. At the end of four meal, then you have Seisa Kochavim Gamor, that all the stars are out.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The question is whether that even... What's the problem? What instigated the Rishonim's confusion?
So it's a steer. The Gemara and Daf Tzadik Dalet and Pesachim seems to contradict the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Lamed Hei and Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara and Shabbos seems to say that Seisa Kochavim, Banish Mashas is only two-thirds or three-quarters of a meal. And the Gemara in Pesachim seems to indicate that there's four meal between Shkia and Seis. So the Gemara has to...
What's the Gemara they're talking about?
So the Gemara in Pesachim is done with Korban Pesach, right? How far, right? How to calculate how much a person can walk every day to determine whether they're considered to be Mechutz for Pesach Shein. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there are two Gemaras. One is a Gemara by Mehmed Likin, where you have debates about how much time has been Ashmashos. The context in Shabbos, in Bama Madlikin, is of course the transition, from Chol to Shabbos, and what you're allowed to do. Right, so you're allowed to be Ma'aser and Sadmai, right? We remember it fondly from last year, right? Because Dmai isn't a regular Safek; it's a Chumrah almost. But not allowed to be Ma'aser regular Tevel. Certainly not allowed to be madlik asaner, during Ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara there has a debate, and this is what Tosis is quoting here. What is Ben Hashmashos? So, but Pashtus, this is the view of, again, we'll just, this is a drive-by. So, this is the view of, let's say, what the Achronim consider the view of the Gaonim, probably is true. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, Pshira Gaon, a lot of Tshuvas Agonim. Also the view of Rabbeinu Chananel, Shibali Alekad quotes. Also seems to be the view of some of the Balei Tosis, including our Tosis, the Re, right? Otherwise it just doesn't work. I mean, this idea of Shah doesn't work at all, unless you take it, in that way. There's a major, major debate among the Achronim about Shitas HaRambam. It seems to me that, the Rambam probably holds like the Gaonim. There were, some very strong advocates in the Achronim who thought that the Rambam in Pirshim Shnayis, holds like Rabbeinu Tam. But the Pashtus, it doesn't really seem that way, to be honest. So I would say the Gonim Rashi and Shabbos sounds this way. You know, the Ravon, at least the Bach understands the Ravon this way. A lot of the Rishonim understand that the Bach also held this way. And that is that 3/4 of a meal after the regular Shkia, what we call sunset, constitutes Tesa Kochavit. Okay? So that means that the day, you know, ends early relative to other Shitos, and that the night begins early. Okay? That's a simple pshat. What do you do with the Gemara in Psachim, Matan?
So that's just
you say what you said before, which is...
So it's called Kochavim, that the 3 stars come out at the end of 3/4 meal, but all the stars are at the end of the 4 meal. Yeah. That's a halachic significance.
Right. Or they say that there was this astronomical debate of what happens to the sun at night. And with regard to that, there is a a debate between, you know, Chachmei Yisrael and Chachmei Umos, and the Gemara in Psachim goes astronomically according to that view, but that we, you know, in the end they were moded to the other view. So that's another popular explanation. But the end result is that this is what happens, that basically you have this view that you have Shkia, 3/4 of a meal, and then you have Tesa Kochavim. Okay. And that sounds like it's our Tosis as well. This, of course, basically is the view of the Gra, with an important caveat that I'll just mention afterwards. In Or Chaim, Reis Samach Aleph Yud Aleph, and Yaradeya, Reis Samach Beis, and the Gra in the beginning of Masachet Brachos, in his parish on Mishnayos, you know, holds this way as well. The only thing is that the Gra's Chiddush was that this calculation of the 3 meal and all of that is in Eretz Yisrael, and it also is in, like, you know, Tkufas Nisan and Tishrei, but that it is variable for other, you know, places, you know, in the world, as well as even in Eretz Yisrael, like other Tkufos Hashana, like the summer and the winter. And that's why, you know, it's much more complicated to figure out the Zmanim than that. Now, again, whether those, you know, distinctions are Lakula or Lakumra, that's also a major debate. Again, I'm just trying to give you like a big picture, basically, of it. But that's the view of a good majority of the Rishon. In my opinion, that's also probably Shitas HaRambam. Well, the Rambam is a little bit different. Rambam sounds or emphasizes different things in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. And Pirshei Mishnayos, there are different girsos. If you look at the Kapach edition of Pirshei Mishnayos, you'll see it's a little bit complicated. But in the end of the day, that's one major shita. Then you have Rabbeinu Tam, Matan. So what is Rabbeinu Tam?
So he puts the 3/4 of the meal at the end of the 4 meal. So yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam, unlike the other Rishonim, thought that there really is are 2 sugyas. Mm. And that the sugya in Shabbos and the sugya in Derech Rechoka and Psachim are both correct. But they're talking about what? 2 different shkiyas.
Correct. Yeah.
And it was even medayik in the language of the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara speaks about Shkia Sachama, and sometimes it speaks about Misha Tishka Hachama. Right? You have Tosis later on actually says all this. You have Tosis on Tzadi Dalet, Matan?
Yeah, I have it. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishkiya Sachama Tzitzik Kochavim Arab Milan. So Kosha Rabbi and Tam, the self bum Madlikin Omer is a binish mashos, Mishatishka Chama Kozman Shapte Mizaf Ma'adimim, the Rabbi Yehuda. Umaskin Osim, the binish mashos, the Rabbi Yossi, plus a very mil. Rachakam Rabbi Yehuda Gufer by Milan. So it's a steer, because one place he's saying it's 4 mil, the other place he's saying it's 3/4 of a mil. Yishalom with the Hafkama, Mithila Shkiya, Dain Mishashamatha Mithila Sachamli, Shamatha Sachamli Konis Bobiakia. It's so he's sort of saying that there's going to be 4 meal from the beginning time of Shkia until the sun totally sets but it's not considered to be halachic. Right? The halachic in the Sefer Yashar, Rabbi Yonatan's Ma'ariv found it, and he says that the halachic shkia is going to be 3 1/4 of a meal.
I mean, it's the same shita, but he is more ma'arich, yeah. And and Rabbi Ramban and others, when they quote Rabbi Yonatan, also expanded, and they try to connect it to the Yerushalmi and Brachos, Perek Aleph. There's a lot to say, but basically what comes out of the Yerushalmi, what comes out of Rabbi Yonatan is that the day is a lot longer, right, than it is for the Gaonim. But the day extends, really, for most things, we'll get that in just a second, another 3 1/4, what is it, mil, after what we call Shkia. Then comes Gemar Shkia, and then you have 3/4 of a mil after Gemar Shkia, right, until Tzeis. So the point is that it stays day much longer for Rabbeinu Tam, day vada, I mean, right? Then you have the Safek Abena Shmashos, and then you have after that, night. Night comes much later for Rabbeinu Tam. So that's when people say on, you know, that they're Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam, let's say for Motzoi Shabbos, 72 minutes, because they're counting 4 milin, right? That's, but they're not usually being makel according to Rabbeinu Tam in the way, you know, Friday into Shabbos, right? So what they do is they're being machmir for, you know, the Gaonim and most of the Shitos on the way in, and they're being machmir for Rabbeinu Tam on the way out. Question is, who holds like Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha? I'll just mention that very briefly in the end. But again, it's a whole different perspective on what constitutes a day. What's fascinating is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it seems like some things depend on what we call Shkia. Matan what, for example?
It could be he's done like Kriya Shema, like in the beginning of Brachos, or he has a whole different time.
Kriya Shema in the beginning of Brachos, maybe, correct, possibly. But also the most famous one is Mincha and Tosas and Menachos.
Mincha, Tfilas Mincha.
Well, Mincha we'll get to in just a minute. Yeah, Tfilas Mincha seems, according to Rabbi
Mincha Sadam,
right, that you can only daven Mincha until Shkia.
Dam, the Dam of the Chatas.
Yeah. The Shagas Aryeh, Simon Yitzayin disagrees. We'll get to that in just a second. But what Tosa speaks about in Zvachim and Nunvav and Nachos Stavchav is the fact that the Gemaras there seem to say that Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. And that means the first Shkia. I mean, you can't do Zrika Sadam after Shkia. The Rishona, what we call Shkia. And the question is, why is that? So if you look at Tosas and Menachos and Tosas and Zvachim, right, there seem to be two deis, whether that's a Din d'Rabbanan, right, or that just some special, you know, status vis-a-vis Zrika and Da. In which case, you have a very important complexity here. Before we get to that, we'll just discuss just for another couple of minutes. What you said, there were other shitas. What other shitas are there?
So the Urayim.
Okay, the famous view of the Urayim. Correct. What does the Urayim hold? So
the Urayim puts Benesh Mashos before Shkia, and the time going into Shkia is considered to be Benesh Mashos. And the Bach brings down, that's what people are machmir to bring in Shabbos early, light candles 18 minutes early, because they're being machmir for the sheet of the Urayim that holds at that time's already Benesh Mashos.
So in a way, the Urayim, who is a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, and often very loyal to Rabbeinu Tam's shitos, the Urayim's view about the day and night is actually the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam's, both as an explanation and as a shita. Right, Matan? In what way? Yeah. Meaning?
He holds that Shkia is astronomical Shkia, and he puts Benesh Mashos before Shkia.
Yeah. So for him, basically, there's a just like for Rabbeinu Tam, there's a post Shkia Shkia, right? And that's the, you know, one that we count the three quarters of a mil for. For the Arayim, there's a pre Shkia Shkia that we count Ben Hashmashos from. So according to the Arayim, right? Ben Hashmashos, put it this way, according to the Arayim, and the result, of course, is the opposite, you know, in every way. And that is that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the day is longer, right? And the night is later. And according to the Arayim, right, the day is shorter and the night is earlier. But according to the Arayim, what also comes out is that Shkia is night. It's real night. L'kol HaDvarim. That's Shkia's Tzeis, basically. And I'd say 18 minutes or whatever is before, or 15 minutes before Shkia is Ben HaShmashos. All right? Okay. What other shita did you want to mention?
The Ibn Ezra.
Well, the Ibn Ezra, in his Perish in Shmos.
Yeah, Perk Yirfes Pasuk Yigimel.
Yeah. What does he say there?
So he wants to suggest that everything's really big. And in Kohelis, in the beginning of Kohelis, he also implies like it. But that really everything's dependent on Erev, but there's a special din that by Shabbos it doesn't enter Tzeis HaKochavim. So really the entire halachic day is determined by sunset, just as a din by Shabbos that doesn't enter Tzeis.
Shabbos ends later at Tzeis. So they have basically the according to that view, basically how long is Ben HaShmashos?
So it could be that it's only then Ben HaShmashos might only be relevant to Shabbos. So I guess in that case it'll
not
be
so clear. Not so clear. It's also not clear that it's not so clear.
Well, it's also unclear if you put before would Ben HaShmashos for him sort of be like the Urayim or not.
Well, it would be like 72 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, but he doesn't really say it explicitly, so.
Right. Some people think that the Ibn Ezra actually is more like the Arayim, but okay. But this is the Ibn Ezra Shmos, you would say Yud Ches Gimel. The Bach and the Mordechai and the Aguda also, among others, Paskin like the Arayim. Let's say there's a big debate about what the Rambam holds, and Pirshim Mishnayos, the Radvaz and the Tshuva says that the Rambam is like Rabbeinu Tam. I think the Rabbach and most of the poskim think that he is like the Gaonim. There's also a question how you paskin in the Shulchan Aruch and whether it's Safek. Okay, what was the, you had one more shita you wanted to mention?
The Ravan.
Yeah, so the Ravan, again, there's a debate what he holds. Go ahead.
So he seems to hold that that there's like a four meal Ben HaShmashos.
Yeah. I mean, what I said before, some people think for Ibn Ezra, some people think is also Pshat of the Ravan.
Yeah, but it could be that Ibn Ezra thinks that Tzeis is really at Shkia, whereas the Ravan holds that Tzeis is at Tzeis, just as like an extended Ben HaShmashos.
Okay, so there are different views, and these are very, very important. Again, Lahalacha, you know, just important to know that the Magen Avraham paskens like Rabbeinu Tam, in Hilchos Shabbos, some Sofer, the Shach does not, the Maral does not, the Gra does not, the Aruch HaShulchan does not. That's part of the big debate about, you know, about Shabbos. Some people also note that there seem to be stiras in Shulchan Aruch and say Hilchos Shabbos. You know, you get one impression, and in Yaredeya, with regard to Bris Milah, for example, and other things, which also depend on, you know, on Yom, there are those also Achronim who suggest that you should be Mechalek, perhaps between Dinim that depend on Yom and Laila, as opposed to Dinim that depend on the transition from one day, you know, to another. Okay, that also might be, and that will go back to, we'll get back to that in just a second, because it's relevant to just the, you know, summing up point that I want to make. Okay. So,
Maybe.
Basically, you have this massive debate, you know, about what is Tzeis HaKochavim, what is Shkiyas HaKama, what is Bein HaShemashos. In addition to that, you have another debate, and that is about not when Bein HaShemashos is, but what Bein HaShemashos is. So according to some, Bein HaShemashos is a Safek. For example, according to some views of Tosas, you know, it's clear that the Safek begins immediately, you know, and extends to the period. If Bein HaShemashos is whatever it is, 15 minutes, or maybe again, different times of year, the Gros perspective. So it means that from the beginning, throughout, we're not sure whether it's Yom or Laila. And that's certainly the way that some of the Rishonim present it. Tosas and Shabbos, for example, Lamed Hayom and Aleph, makes it pretty clear that even Tchilas Bein HaShemashos is a real Safek Tzeis HaKochavim. In which case, you know, again, there's no category per se called Bein HaShemashos. It's just our lack of knowledge or lack of information. Again, one could still say that maybe it isn't Kavua, maybe every day, because, you know, maybe there are some days in which, I guess there are three ways you could say it. One is we just don't know, but it's the same every day. You know, we just don't know, and there's like a range within the days. But of course, the third idea is the possibility that Bein HaShemashos itself is a kind of twilight. Not just our lack of knowledge, right, but that Al-Pidin, it has some status as being either both or neither. And indeed, the language of the Gemara in Shabbos definitely, you know, works well with that. Okay, what part of the language?
So that's an achlokas between Rashi and Tosos, whether, right, does Bein HaShemashos part day, part night, like can it sort of transition in the middle, or is it sort of all or nothing?
Yeah, that's what we were saying before. I'm saying, what language of the Gemara particular, the question whether it's a transition and which point in the transition, or just we're not sure in the beginning, at any point, you know, from the beginning to the middle, to the end, is one issue.
Yeah.
I'm saying the possibility that it also represents its own status of, let's say, Miktsas Yom or Miktsas Laila.
Yes, I guess from the beginning, the Gemara, Tanya Ban, Bein HaShemashos Safek Min Yom, Min HaLaila.
Yeah. And then the Gemara, yeah, because they have, they're, as opposed to the continuation, which is
that Safek Kulo Min Yom, Safek Kulo Min HaLaila.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's very appealing to interpret that as referring to like a, you know, a stira period. Again, whether it's a, it's neither, you know, or it has elements of both. And indeed, you know, that seems to be a machlokas, you know, harishonim. Again, Bali Tosis in different places, we talk about Sefiras HaOmer, other things, often, you know, just treat Bein HaShemashos as a regular safek. Like Tosa Menachos talks about, you know, if the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan, so, you know, you could do it, you know, Bein HaShemashos, you know, because it's Safek Lahakil. And in a bunch of places. However, if Bein HaShemashos is really a stira of Yom V'Layla, so then obviously that becomes much more problematic because it's a halachic Safek, not a practical Safek. So the Rishon who actually formulates it that way is the Ritva. The Ritva in Yoma, on Mem Zayin, I believe, Amud Aleph. Just checking for a minute. Has that formulation. Let me just see if I can get read the language.
He says, Kesafik Bein HaShemashos, Sheyesh Bo Min HaYom U'Min HaLaila.
You have it there?
Just have that one line.
Yeah, just read it again.
Kesafek ben hashmashos sheyesh bo min hayom min halayla.
Yeah. And the context also is there. He's trying to explain that it isn't a suffek, you know, absent our yedia. It's a suffek, it's a stira. So that's a critical idea. And this was the view that Reb Chaim also held. Reb Chaim thought that the ben hashmashos was a stira, that it was a transition. You know, but there was a period of both yom v'layla, you know, bestira. Again, I still think that even if you say it's more than a suffek, I think there are different ways to say it. But, you know, I just don't want to get bogged down completely. So what comes out of all this, we'll stop in just a couple of minutes, is that, let's say, I would say there are two, broadly speaking, two perspectives about understanding, you know, these issues. We'll call it the simple one and the complex one. And of course, they're not, you know, it doesn't really cover it. The simple one is that, you know, we just have to figure out what is day and what is night. I guess in the simplest way, you know, there could be different possibilities, like the Gemara is weighing, you know, what about, you know, what's the status, you know, are there, maybe things depend on nates, maybe things depend on shkia, you know, and the Gemara is concluding, no, you know, everything depends on alos, everything depends on seis. As for anything that seems complicated, you know, that is a function, you know, simply of not knowing exactly, you know, when seis is, and like the delay for nates, you know, is again, because we don't know exactly, or people could make a mistake, you know, and not realize, you know, thinking that it's already Amar HaShachar, but it's really too early. But of course, once you wait till nates, then it's guaranteed that, you know, that you're certainly dealing, you know, with yom. But all things being equal, that's a pretty, you know, straightforward idea. Even then, if you were to say that, there's only one yom and only one Lila, right? Even then, as we just saw from our very brief, I thank Matan, because I didn't give you to look at it specifically because I want to take so much time, but he did a great job. So even as you can see, you know, whether tseis really means shkia, you know, or it means, you know, tseis, you know, kishakala kochavim, you know, nimtsaim, or, you know, at least a later tseis as opposed to an earlier tseis, you know, that still remains, you know, interesting. But by and large, that, I guess the perspective is, you know, that there are clear milestones and, you know, and then you just have to fill in the blanks to try to figure out what they are. And from that point of view, it would be, again, it's not necessarily Hal B'Hatalia, but you would probably say that Ben Hashmashos is a fixed point. He's trying to figure out which, you know, which, you know, which fixed point is the Hagdara of the changeover. Whereas the other way to look at things is that it's far more complex. And that when, in Maisa Bereishis, when the Rabbanu Shalom, you know, highlighted, you know, the Shemesh, you know, and, you know, also, or in Choshech, that maybe all of these are, you know, significant. You know, and they remain significant for different things. Moreover, that there could be, you know, changes, you know, during the day for different things. Consistent with this, again, not Hal B'Hatalia, you can still say the Ben Hashmashos is a pure suffix. But, you know, if you hold, let's say it this way, if you hold that Ben Hashmashos is, you know, a stira of Yom V'Layla, you know, or, you know, even if it isn't a stira, but you acknowledge that it's, you know, both or in choshech, or, you know, it has elements of both. You know, that is consistent with this view. Then you have to figure out which dinim depend on the presence of some yom or some lila, and which dinim require, you know, absolute yom and absolute lila. Similarly, the idea that, let's say, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, who thinks you know, that, you know, Seis is much later, right? And even, even, you know, Ben Ashmashos is much later, right? The fact that Dam, you know, Nifsal Mishkiyas Achama might be a Din Daraisa earlier, right? And it's considerably earlier, right? It's 3 1/4, right, mil, right, earlier. If that's a Din Daraisa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, then that's highly significant. That shows that while, you know, the Hagdara of, let's say, Yom Valayla, you know, might be clear, there already is, like, the anticipation, you know, of Sofayom, or, you know, Shkia itself, for certain dinim, you know, that is Koveya. So basically, just to sum up, there does seem to be certain dinim that depend on Shkia. Again, Nam Nifsal, as we discussed. The Ravid in our Sugya says something fascinating. Okay, what does he say? Ezra? Get back to Ezra for a minute.
Yeah, the reason why our Mishnah uses or is because of, is to say that it starts earlier while there's still some light.
Yeah. Now, again, there seems to be a debate about what Ravid meant. But it sounds like that his view is that, you know, the Lashon Beguna is also substantively true. So again, there are some who thought he still meant Tseis, just, you know, as early as you can once it's Tseis. But others who thought that he meant that it is pre-Tseis. Does that mean Shkia? Hard to know. That would be, I guess, you know, the most fascinating. So it's possible that according to the Ravid, Bedikas Chametz begins at Shkia. It's certainly reasonable to think that it begins pre-Tseis. But not only Bedikas Chametz, which might be only Drabanan, but what else? By extension. Maybe. Probably. Natan?
He speaks about all the other ayos in the Gemara.
For example?
Masi and Masuos.
Say again?
Masi and Masuos.
Masi and Masuos, okay.
That's one of them. Mapelas. By Mapelas Isha also.
Mapelas Isha, the Malos of the Sphira, right, for Yemei Tahara, and all of that, for Yoledes. Now that already is, it's fascinating that that should depend, meaning, or Liyom, Shmon, and Viachad, according to the Ravid, right, would already, that transition, which would dictate whether you bring one or two karbonos for Yoledes, right, would be earlier than Tseis. Whether it's actually Shkia, again, I'm not sure. If it's Shkia, even more fascinating. But it sounds like either three possibilities. Tchilas Tseis, not such a chiddush, frankly. It's hard to know what the point is, of course. That's why it's hard to believe that's what the Ravid would have in mind. So it's a little pre-Tseis, or even at Shkia, that would be fascinating. That would show a chalos doraisa. What else?
Tefillah on Yom HaKippurim, at the end of Yom HaKippurim.
Maybe, and also Nosar. Right? So these are important categories, according to the Ravid. Another possibility, Tchilas Mincha. That's a major, major debate. There are clearly Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, others, who say explicitly, we're makbid for this, they shouldn't have mincha after Shkia. We're makbid. We're nizar on that. Why? Right? Okay, say, because then it's, you know, it's Ben Ashmashos. But the Shargas Aryeh was of the opinion that you can daven until Tzeis, whatever that is, whatever Tzeis is. That's a famous piece, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Yud Zayin, where he just argues very emphatically that you can daven mincha till Tzeis. Right? Tzchios etzias Mitzrayim balelos. Another example. Right? Shagas Aryeh disagrees. But the Pashtus, some Rishonim for sure, based on the Gemaras and Brachos, that Tzchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos begins at Shkia. So, again, Shagas Aryeh, they discuss, because it doesn't say Mefurash Bakra that it's Balayla, it's learned out from a Ribui. So maybe the fact that it's a Ribui, you know, doesn't mean it doesn't need Laila Mamish. We'll explain in just a second. What about Tosefes Yom Tov, Shabbos, Havdalah? All these things, like when do they need to be?
In Brachos also, the we were talking about of Hari Shemesh. So the Gra says that that's also at Shkia, that the Kohanim can eat after Shkia. That's the Gra at Hadlakas. That's also Dinder Isa.
And also the Shos Eliyahu there in the beginning, in Brachos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the Gra, it's Medayik, I think also in the language of the Mishnah, Arvin, you know, as opposed to Arvis, right? Talks about two Erevs, you know, in that context. Yeah. The truth is that not only, I mentioned this the other day, not only Shkia, according to those who are firm believers in Seis, you know, generally, and according to Rabbeinu Tam and Dam Nifsal and so on and so forth, but for certain dinim, even Plaga Mincha. No one thinks that Plaga Mincha is Laila. You might think that, you know, maybe Shkia is, or at least it's Erev, or it's Tchilas Laila, or Sofayom, or something. But Plaga Mincha, you can't say it's Laila. I mean, it's the light outside. But Tosem Brachos considers the possibility that Plaga Mincha will learn it, will work for Kriya Shema, if you have to. Right? The Rush, Alatar, is troubled by that, because he says, Plaga Mincha has nothing to do with Shchiva Vekima. Right? No one goes to sleep at Plaga Mincha. Of course, that's also the question. What does Shchiva Vekima really mean? Like we said before, in the Zeichel Adavar. But even if you thought that Shchiva Vekima is another way of saying, or it's a way of emphasizing a certain dimension of Yom V'Laila, which makes it a lot easier, but is Plaga Mincha Laila? So the Meiri in Brachos on Kav Zayin, other Rishonim too, say it's like Srach Laila Hava. Okay, what does that mean? But with regard to Tosefa Shabbos and Abdullah and Kiddush and Ner Chanukah and Kriya Samagillah, we often find that Plaga Mincha B'diavid will work. So I think the idea, the bigger idea is the following. And this is something that the Rav speak about a lot. A lot of Achronim speak about it. One of the Rav's Tshuva Drashas, I think, was on this topic. You know, we talked about, again, you know, Shemesh and Yom Valayla. You know, I'll just give you one other example. And that's the question how you measure, of course, Shos Azmanios. Right? Is it from Netz and Shkia? Or from Alos and Tzeis? Like, how do you break up the day, the hours? So the idea, it may just be that, you know, we end up with a much more complicated, you know, perspective on time and milestones, you know, and breaking up, you know, of the day. For example, if you count Shos Manios according to the Shemesh, you know, and as opposed to, you know, Or V'choshech. So basically, it sounds like, you know, there might be, number one, two dinim, two like competing systems for certain issues, Or and Choshech for others, you know, Shemesh and Yoreach, or Shemesh and Kochavim, or just Shemesh and absence of Shemesh. But in addition to that, the idea may be that there are like gradations. This is something that I mentioned the other day. We'll just finish with it, you know, now. And that is that there is, you know, already there are parts of the day that anticipate, you know, the change. Like if you're at the cusp of Yom or at the cusp of Lila. That might be the idea, for example, of Plag HaMincha, right? Plag HaMincha is not Lila, and probably even the Miri says, and those who say it's Srach Erev or Lila, it might be Erev or Lekrat Erev, right? You're in the time zone, you know, or you're on the cusp, there's a chalos of being, you know, Samuch, you know, Erev, or it's Sof Hayom. Similarly, that may there may be a din of, you know, let's say, you know, Boker, right? Erev and Boker might be different than Yom, you know, Balila. So again, I don't want to go into all of it because it is a massive topic, but we'll just leave it with this, that there could be different, in addition to competing ways of looking at the day, and especially, you know, being Mechalik Legamri between Sha'oz Manios, let's say, and the actual, you know, Tkufos in the day. There also might be differences, as we said before, some Achronim say this, between the time frames within a day and the transition, you know, in terms of calendar from one day to the next. But in addition to that, there also may be times in the day, you know, that are more specific, like Boker, you know, Bein Arbayim, you know, Samuch L'Erev, you know, Erev, which might explain why you have, you know, Gimel Shos, Dalet Shos, you know, Chatzos, you know, 12:30, you know, Bein Harbayim, Mincha Gedola, Mincha Katana, those kind of distinctions may be applicable as well. And then you have to look at the whole halachic day, right, in a totally, you know, different way. Okay, so that, you know, just drive by. So just to sum up, in terms of our sugya, it's relatively innocuous. Our Gemara just says that, has a havamina of defining the day in terms of, you know, meiruba machshechuba. The Gemara's conclusion here seems to be that Tzeis HaKochavim, till Tzeis HaKochavim is Yom. The Gemara here, you know, Rashi here quotes and Tosas here quote the Gemara in Brachos and the Megillah as a Zecha L'davar. In Brachos and Megillah, right, you have some interesting discussions as well, once again, about the possibility of everything depending on Shkia and Nates as opposed to Alos and Tzeis. Also the possibility that you would apply Alos for the Boker and Shkia for the evening, if not for the discrepancy in the Limud. Then you also have the different formulation in Megillah of Tzeis as Lila, not Ad Tzeis for Yom. And then you also have the interesting discussion about why it's a Zecha L'davar. Is that because of Kriyat Shema and Shach Pachov Kamecha, or because it's, you know, a Gilui, Milsa, and maybe a Lavdafka, you know, from Neviim and Ksuvim? Or what I want to say in light of everything that we've discussed, and that is if the picture largely is more complicated, it's not just about a single point of transition, but that vis-a-vis a different dinim, we have different criteria, that some things depend on Shkia and Nates, and other things depend on Alos and Tzeis. So then, even if the Pasuk, that would be a different alternative, even if the Pasuk in Nehemiah does establish with regard to Malacha, you know, what is considered to be, you know, Yom Valayla, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that same Yom Valayla with regard to, you know, other dinim, you know, apply, because there are more than one system. If there's more than one system, and that would explain, you know, shows manios or transition from one day to the next being different than the milestones within a day, then kol shekein, that's going to be a zecha l'davar and not a raya Gemara. Then we have that brought us to the whole discussion of Tosis, which is, you know, if indeed, you know, Tseis is Koveya, then until Tseis it's Yom, and it's not Choshech or Lila until Tseis. So what's the whole Sugyan Bameh Madlikin all about? And Tosis' suggestion that no, it really is. That's also just try to figure out when Tseis Kokavim is. And our point, just the Ha'ara that some make, which is a Tosis, which speaks about a Shah, you know, between, you know, what constitutes, you know, 3/4 of a meal after Shkia and what we would think is Tseis, that sounds like not Rabbeinu Tam at all. Maybe that shows that the Bali Tosis other than Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold this Shita. And then we analyzed a little bit, you know, the different views of Ben Hashmashos and Tseis, Rabbeinu Tam, the Urayim, you know, being two parallel opposites in a way, the Re, you know, possibly, you know, the Ibn Ezra, and, you know, who Paskins like who. But then we went back just to point out that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it seems like certain dinim depend on Shkia. And according to the Ravid in our Sugya, it sounds like certain dinim depend on pre-tseis or Shkia. And some of these dinim are not trivial dinim. They're clearly dinim daraisa. Again, bedikas chametz maybe isn't, but certainly dam and mapeles and nosar, you know, those are dinim daraisa. So if they defy, you know, the normal, you know, dinim, that definitely implies that it's not just seis, which is koveya chalos. And then we went through a very quick list, things like zchirsis mitzrayim and you know, tefillas mincha and kriyashma, and even some things at plaga mincha, frankly. So like, what's that all about? And then as well, the different perspectives on Ben Hashmashos, you know, A, whether it is kind of, you know, a range, and it's a kalos, and it's a stira, and it's a zman b'fnei atzmo, in which case you have to figure out which dinim depend on an exclusive yom v'layla, as opposed to, you know, having any aspect of Yom or any aspect of Laila, or whether or not it's transition and if go, is it a single point? Is it a range, you know, in different times, etc. But that all these point maybe to the perspective that the day is far more complicated, you know, than simply, you know, being broken up, you know, between Yom and Laila, you know, in a single way. Okay, so we'll stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, I may say another word or two about this, but probably not. Maybe I will, but just very, very briefly. But what I do want to pick up with mostly tomorrow is the question of Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach very quickly, and the rest of the Shaklat Atarya in the Gemara here. Okay? So hopefully that's 1 o'clock. If it changes in terms of where the shir will be, I'll try to let... I'll let you know, and you can be mafarsa. Okay,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
The